Well, I've got five bills in right now that deal with tax reform in Baltimore City. And the objective of these bills is to update our tax rolls and our assessments, make sure that there is equity between rental and commercial and single-family homeowners. And my belief is that single-family homeowners are carrying an undue burden in taxes in Baltimore City. There has not been a thorough on-the-ground tax assessment in Baltimore City for 9 years. We know that we have changed many laws in the last few years with regard to closing loopholes in the transfer taxes. I don't believe those have been fully engaged in Baltimore City. The other is we also have an issue in Baltimore City where we have one-third of the buildings in Baltimore City are not taxable.
Because they're nonprofits, they're government institutions, hospitals, that sort of thing.
Yeah, and that's fine. I want them there. But I also believe that while the larger institutions are doing a lot to pay back and to contribute to the community, I do believe as I have gone door to door, I have discovered several buildings that are not paying taxes, that are registered to a kind of an unknown, I don't know anything about them, 501c3. They're vacant. They're not being used for the purposes that a 501c3 outlines. So I think we ought to take a look at those and ask ourselves the question, should they, in fact, be taxed?
Let me get back to the rental properties. Are you proposing taxing rental properties at a higher rate? Because right now, as I know, a residential property is taxed based on the size. I mean, it's taxed, any residential property is taxed the same way, whether it's rental or primary home.
No. Rental properties are taxed based on the rents.
Okay.
Not, they're taxed very differently than residents. And all I'm saying is that we have found on same blocks, same buildings, same neighborhood, homeowners that are paying four to five times the taxes that a neighboring building that's broken up into rental units is paying. The other thing that I will tell you, you know, the reverse can happen. I have, in my time in Baltimore City, converted two rental buildings to a single-family home. Mm-hmm. And therefore, you know, should be and would be taxed differently. So I do think that there's a lot of activity that has taken place in Baltimore City that has not been captured by the tax assessment.
How would you tax nonprofits, or what would you, I guess you wouldn't tax nonprofits.
How
would you address them?
I wouldn't tax nonprofits. I mean, and that's not what I'm proposing at all. I'm actually just proposing that we look at every structure that is registered as a nonprofit and see if it is in fact being used in a nonprofit status. Mm-hmm. Because in current law, it has to be used as a nonprofit in a nonprofit activity.
It can't just be a piece of real estate that the nonprofit owns, right?
I don't think so. No, it needs to be that the nonprofit activity needs to be taking place.
Have you had any feedback from the mayor or the mayor's administration on your bills?
The only feedback I got was there is some nervousness about the homestead tax credit carryover, which in fact is the most popular among the bills. Among residents and delegates and folks like that. And it basically says if you have lived in Baltimore for 10 years, you moved into Canton, then you got married, now you've got two kids and you're looking for a larger home, you have a little tax homestead tax credit of, let's say, $2,000 that has been a buffer for you. If you move to Mount Washington, you can carry that tax credit of $2,000 with you. Now, you'll probably still end up paying more taxes because it's a bigger home, mm-hmm. more expensive, so on and so forth.
But it's going to help you with your bill.
It'll help with the bill. And over 10 years, it will gradually bump up till you are paying the actual assessed value of that home. So, and while you're doing that, by the way, you are within, you know, bumping up at 4%. A couple of studies that look at maybe out-of-the-box ways that we can look at taxing in Baltimore City. My only hope is that DLS looks at Baltimore City and helps us find ways to reduce the burden on single-family homeowners.